జగదీశ్వరీ జయ మాతా భవానీ.
The first word here is Jagadishwari, coming from Jagat and Ishwari. Baba says Jagat comes from Ja, meaning come, and Gat, meaning go. And this refers to the endless cycles of births and deaths in the universe. So that is what the earthly plane is all about. Entries and exits. Ishwari means goddess. The second word is Jaya, which means may victory be too. The third word is Mata, which means mother. Bhavani is the fourth word, and that is an appellation of Mother Parvati. Lord Shiva bears the name Bhava. Hence, his consort is called Bhavani. Another meaning of Bhavani is she who gives life to the routine life of human beings, that is, the one who is the life force. Bhavani also means the one who grants liberation. In the Saundarya Lahari, written by Sri Adi Shankaracharya, there is a verse that begins with these words, Bhavani Twam. And this is considered as one of the most important verses in this sacred text, Saundarya Lahari. And this is because there is a legend associated with this verse. Once a layman who wanted to earn the grace of the Divine Mother was instructed by a scholar to repeat this mantra, Bhavani Twam Dase Mayi Vittara Drushti Sakarunam. This was the entire mantra. But by the time this layman reached the temple, all he remembered of this mantra were the two words, Bhavani Twam. So as we discussed, Bhavani refers to Mother Parvati, and Twam means you. But it is said that the Supreme Mother, who is the embodiment of unconditional and unbounded grace, convinced herself that the man was using the word Bhava as a verb which means to be or to become. And so the man was praying, O Mother, may I become you, Bhavani Twam. Let me become you. This is what the man was praying. This is how the mother accepted the prayer of this devotee. And so she decided to grant this very wish by allowing that person to merge into her. I mean, that is the power of chanting the name of the Divine Mother. And that is why these two words, Bhavani Twam, in Saundarya Lahari, are considered very potent. In January 1960, a respected Sanskrit scholar from the University of Paris in France came to Prashant Nilayam. During an interview one evening, he made a desperate plea to Bhagwan, saying that the Vedic scholarship was fast declining in India. He asked Bhagwan to revive it and foster it, and in reply, Bhagwan said, "The Vedas are not for India alone." Swami declared, "I have come for that very purpose, for Vedic revival, and it shall be done. I will do it. Wherever you are, you will know of it. The world will share that joy, that light." The Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, or the Assembly of Pandits in Prashant Nilayam, was formally inaugurated during the Dasara festival in 1965. About 200 pandits had arrived at Prashant Nilayam for the concluding ceremonies. And Bhagwan on that occasion explained, "Goddess Bhavani handed a sword to Emperor Shivaji and ordered him to venture forth to re-establish Dharma in his dominion." And then, pointing to himself, Swami said, "Now this Shiva Shakti is giving these pandits the sword of courage so that they will go forth to revive Dharma in the world." And Swami said, "This Sabha, this congregation will move forward from victory to victory, for it is contributory to my work." And that is what we see today. We see the resurgence of the chanting of the Vedas and understanding of what these hymns convey. And we have devotees from Japan to Athens to Africa chanting the Gayatri Mantra, chanting the Vedas. And today we also see this increasing wave of interest in spirituality and in goodness in every corner of the world. There are so many good people who think of themselves as only instruments in the hand of the Divine to reach out and lend a helping hand to others, to lend a comforting shoulder to hundreds who need solace and support. The golden era of peace is soon arriving, and all these great souls are as if preparing the ground for the advent of Prem Sai. And who is Prem Sai? As Swami himself declared, Prem Sai is his Shakti aspect, the Bhavani aspect of the Lord. So when we sing this line, Jagadishwari Jaya Mata Bhavani, we hail the Divine Mother, victory be to the Universal Mother, the Mother of the world, the life force of all beings, the one who is the infinite repository of all love and all peace. Let's move on to the second line.
Karunya Lavanya Akhilandeshwari.
Here Karunya means compassion and Lavanya means beautiful. During one discourse in May 2002, Bhagwan spoke about what Lavanya actually means, and he said, according to our ancients, Lavanya connotes beauty of character. And Swami says, once someone develops beauty of character, there will automatically be splendor in his or her personality. Such a person will always remain youthful even in advanced age. He will always be blissful and beautiful. And then Bhagwan gave his own example. And on that occasion, when it was his 77th birthday, he said that his body till that day remained youthful and attractive and full of Lavanya only because of the purity of his character. Bhagwan on many occasions used to say that from top to toe, he is selfless. He has not even an iota of selfishness in him, and there is absolute control of all his sensory faculties. Swami says, youngsters, when they lack sense control, they age very fast. A youth of 16 or 17 might look twice or thrice his age, but once the senses are put to proper use, then Bhagwan says, you will be endowed with that splendor, with that radiance, with that Lavanya. Explaining further, Swami said, one with body consciousness can never attain bliss. Yes, the body has to be maintained. One should not eat as one pleases. The stomach is just like a petrol tank which should not be overloaded. Therefore, one should take moderate and wholesome food. And Swami gave his own example, saying how he eats only ragi sankati, the local millet ragi, and how he takes just one or two pieces of chapati made of ragi and nothing else. And Swami says, people might think I am weak. On that occasion, on 77th birthday, he said, but it is only a reaction of their feelings. I have no weakness in me whatsoever. I can walk any distance. I can even run. And Swami says, what is the secret? The secret is my purity, the purity of my character. And that is the reason why I am always full of bliss. You too can be as beautiful and as blissful as me only if you follow in my footsteps. So that is how Bhagwan explained we need to cultivate this Lavanya, which is a divine attribute. Moving on, the other word in this line is Akhilandeshwari, coming from Akhila, Anda, and Ishwari. Akhila means all, Anda means universe, and Ishwari means goddess. Simply put, it means the goddess of the entire universe. The motherly love of Bhagwan extends to all beings and to all people, whether someone is a devotee or not. Mr. Madhav Srimad Bhagavatam is an alumnus of Bhagwan's school. When he was in the final year of his engineering course, a few of his friends expressed their desire to come with him to Puttaparthi to have Bhagwan's darshan. And so Mr. Madhav requested Swami if he could bring his friends along, and Swami said he could do that. He also said that he would bless his friends. So Madhav did bring his companions, and they had planned to stay in Puttaparthi for 2 days. During the first darshan, Bhagwan came very close to their group and he blessed them, but for the next 2 darshans, Swami ignored them completely. Madhav did not want to give his friends any false hopes of an interview or anything of that sort. So he told his friends that they should feel blessed that Bhagwan had already spoken to them during the first darshan itself. In any case, he said, let us write letters and be ready. We could pray to Bhagwan during our last darshan. So when Bhagwan came for their ultimate darshan, Swami asked Madhav, how many in your group? And he said, Swami, six. After Bhagwan completed the darshan rounds, he called this group for an interview. And for nearly 45 minutes, Swami spoke to everyone and even told the personal details of each person, his family and so on. All of them were coming for the first time to Prashanthi Nilayam. One boy in the group had a stomach ailment. Though it wasn't very serious, it was very troublesome for him. And when he had consulted doctors, they had said that it was some kind of an allergy. Now imagine this boy's surprise when Bhagwan singled him out and he asked him, how is your health? And the boy told Swami about his stomach problem. Then Bhagwan materialized a lingam for him and told that he should perform Abhishekam daily to this lingam and drink the holy water. And then Swami created an envelope and neatly packed the lingam and gave it to the boy, saying, take this, I am giving this to you like your own mother would do. This boy had only heard of Bhagwan before he came to Prashanthi Nilayam. He had no idea of who Bhagwan is and what his divinity is all about. But Swami, the universal mother, he knows the past, the present, the future of every person in the universe. And it extends not only to every individuals, but it encompasses all beings. During the early days of Bhagwan's avatarhood, a jeep got stalled one day near the old mandir and he refused to start despite best efforts. Seated in the jeep was the subdivisional officer of Anandpur district who was a person of British origin. The officer's assistant said, sir, there is a Swamiji nearby. He can perform miracles. If he is approached, a way may be found for our jeep to start and run. So this British officer permitted this assistant to go to Swami. And when he came to Baba, with a mischievous smile, Swami himself came to the jeep and he told the officer, shall I tell you where you shot the tigress whose carcass you have loaded onto your jeep? And then Swami described in detail the scene of the shooting as if Swami had been an eyewitness, and the officer was obviously dumbfounded. And then Bhagwan continued, what a pity. Do you know that this tigress has two young cubs? They are just 10 days old and now they are searching in anguish for their mother near the place where you shot her down. What an injustice you have done. You should immediately return there, take charge of the cubs, arrange for their admission into the zoo and provide for their maintenance. If you agree to do all this, then I will get your jeep started. This officer was touched both at Bhagwan's superhuman powers and at the same time his compassion even for the beasts. Stirred to his depths, this officer respectfully agreed to carry out everything that Bhagwan said. And then Bhagwan asked the driver to start and he patted the jeep and he said, go on Amma, start. And the jeep immediately spurred into action. This wonder-struck officer returned to the forest and just as described by Bhagwan, he found the two orphan tiger cubs who were roaming about, dazed and in confusion. He collected them in his jeep and he arranged for the admission of these two little cubs and provided for their maintenance in the zoo as directed by Bhagwan. Not only this, he did something else too. As soon as the hide of the tigress came back cured, he sent it to Bhagwan as his tribute. And this tiger skin is what we see even today on the wooden platform below the silver throne of Bhagwan in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir. That is the tender heart of the Lord which melts at the suffering of any being in all the universes. So in this line, Karunya, Lavanya, Akhilandeshwari, we bow down to the most compassionate and beautiful Mother Sai who rules over all the worlds. Let's move on to the third line.
Jagadishwari Jaya Mata Bhavani.
This is a repeat of the first line. Bhagwan often spoke of the five mothers for a person, namely the physical mother or Deha Mata, the cow that gives sustaining milk, or Gomata, the land that grows the crops that feed us, or Mother Earth, or Bhumata, the holy motherland in which we are born, or Deshamata, and finally, the heritage of spiritual treasure that reveals the aim and purpose of human life and takes us towards our goal of self-realization, and that is Vedamata. Bhagwan always exhorts everyone to respect all these five mothers. In Indian culture, the physical mother is always accorded the foremost position. And Baba has also emphasized on countless occasions that we should revere our physical mothers, and if we do this, we would automatically earn the grace of the Lord. Swami on one occasion said, there is no need to propitiate Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati for energy, for material prosperity and for worldly knowledge. If you love and adore your mother, you would be loving and offering devotion to all these goddesses. So in this line, we bow reverentially to the Supreme Mother who always goads us to respect our physical mothers and all the other mothers of this universe. Let's move on to the fourth line.
He Shiva Shankari Triloka Palini.
He is a manner of calling out endearingly to a person. Shiva refers to Lord Shiva, and as we know, literally it means the one who is eternally auspicious. Shankari is the name of Mother Parvati, the consort of Lord Shiva. This word is the feminine version of Shankara, and Sham means good or auspicious, Kara means to cause. So Shankari means the benign goddess who always confers supreme auspiciousness. During a divine discourse in 1997, Swami said, Shiva and Shakti correspond to what scientists call electron and proton. The proton forms the nucleus of the atom. The electron is moving at great speed around the proton. The Veda has described this phenomenon in different ways. It has declared that the Shiva and Shakti are inextricably associated with each other. And this is what is the relationship between the electron and the proton. So that is Shiva and Shakti. The fourth word is Triloka, which means three worlds. Three means three and Loka means world. Now these three worlds refer to many esoteric concepts. In the Gayatri Mantra you have Bhur, Bhuva and Swaha, which refers to three worlds. You also have the interpretation of Indra Loka, Chandra Loka and Surya Loka, the world of Indra, the world of the moon and the world of the sun. Dr. John Hislop once asked Bhagwan to explain what these three lokas mean, and then Bhagwan so beautifully explained this and said, if a person develops his life so that he has great physical force and strength, then he is said to have centered his life in the Indra Loka. If he developed his mind to such an extent that he is beyond the comprehension of an ordinary person, then his life is said to be in the Chandraloka. And if a man has developed intelligence to a maximum extent, then his life is said to be in the Suryaloka. So everything is actually within. All these three lokas are very symbolic. They refer to the entire universe, the universe within and without. And Triloka Palini is the one who sustains and protects these universes. So in this line, we pay our obeisance to the mother who is the consort of Lord Shiva, who is the source of all auspiciousness and goodness, and who protects everything within and without. Let's move on to the last line.
Sharanagata Paripalini Mata.
Sharanagata means those who surrender. Paripalini means to foster and protect. So in this line, Sharanagata Paripalini Mata, we extol the mother as the one who fosters and safeguards all those who completely surrender at her divine lotus feet. So that is what is conveyed in this beautiful bhajan, at least to some extent. The more we ruminate on all these words, the greater and deeper becomes our understanding. But at least at a superficial level, this is what this bhajan means. So let us now ruminate on this beautiful, profound messages contained in this bhajan and sing it once again along with students of Baba's University in the Prashantamilam Mandir.